We are going to move on to the treasurer's report.
I will be quicker than Dr. Goggin, but you know, that's just me. I only have one item on the agenda tonight as we've closed our books successfully. I'm very happy in the way that things have turned out last fiscal year and just want to briefly touch on a few things. In front of you, you have the fourth quarter quarterly report. As Abby from the Impact Group was speaking earlier about our strategic plan, one of those items in the our initiatives in the plan was about the communication, and we've been using this quarterly report for this entire year so far. So I'm happy with how I feel it represents our financials and describes what's going on with our financials. Of course, if you'd like any changes to it or more information, whatever, please let me know as we can continually modify it to meet the needs of the board. I apologize. I had intended to put this up on our website before the meeting tonight. It will get up there this week so that we have that out there for the public. You know, a couple things that I just want to bring attention to, and it's going to be nearly at the very, very end. We have the construction update, and if we go to the construction update, the first page of the construction update, we have some information on there, and one of them is so far interest earnings to date, we're a little over $450,000 of interest that we've earned. I'm fairly happy with where we're at with interest. As everyone knows, while the market's getting a little bit better right now with some interest rates, we have just been in a brutally low ones, almost at the end of the back of the packet. We're at brutally low interest rates for the past year or so that we've had money invested. Additionally, the district is very limited on our investments. I'm not complaining about that. That's a very good thing to protect our principal, but we are limited so that we're not seeing massive returns. So I am pleased with that $450,000. The other piece I want to point out here is I do not count on unrealized gains. So just because we're going to assume that we're going to earn more interest, it's not something that we count on at all. So when we look at our status there, it shows that we have a negative amount of $735,000, okay? Now, if we go back to some of our meetings, remember, the board has agreed, as we signed our GMP number two, that we were going to pull $1 million out of PI to cover part of the project, and then we were going to look to finance our FF&E, our furniture, fixtures, and equipment, technology, things like that in the building. So when we originally set $1 million out of PI, you know, we're down now to under $750,000 because as we're earning interest. I would foresee that coming lower, but again, because I don't count on those gains, you know, we'll see how it plays out over this next year as well. But, you know, we're going to come in better than where we had set our worst case scenario. So I'm very happy with where we're at with the construction project, both physically where we're at starting the steel construction right now, but also financially where we're at. So I wanted to draw your attention to that. I also want to draw your attention to, if we go back to the front of the packet there, we have our five-year forecast. I think it's maybe the second page in your packet. It's at the very front. And our five-year forecast, if the board remembers, we updated the forecast, or this forecast was originally done in October. We updated it in May, and we only made adjustments to revenue at that time. Some of the numbers that I'm going to talk about tonight, I am going to preface that these are unaudited financials. We've closed our books. Closing went very, very well, and I want to thank my staff members. They did a very nice job in getting that done and wrapped up very, very quickly. But based on our unaudited financials, I want to report to the board I am exceptionally pleased at where we ended up this year at. Initially, if we go back all the way to October, okay, we anticipated that we would end the year with a cash balance of $18.7 million. Okay, I've reported to the board earlier this year that we did take in some excess revenue. We projected about $1.1 million in excess revenue coming in. The best way, and the reason I call it excess revenue, is the best way it's been described so far from both the county and other treasurers that I've spoken to is this is prepayment of some taxes due to tax law changes. So we took it in this year. It's really next year's revenue, so we're adjusting the forecast for that. But the other pieces are our expenditures, though. And the administrative team, under the leadership of Dr. Goggin, has been very good this year at monitoring our expenditures. And so where we had in October projected all of our expenditures coming in at about $52 million, we actually came in at just under $50,200,000, okay? Or nearly $1.8 million less than what we had anticipated. All of these changes are really in areas that did not impact instruction in any way. So, you know, I want to point that out, you know, as well here. When it's all said and done, in October we were projecting a ending cash balance of $18.7 million. In May, we updated that to be just over $20 million. And what appears to be our actual ending cash balance, unencumbered, unreserved cash balance, appears to be coming in at almost $23.3 million. And what's so very important about this is a couple things. One, based on that, we were not deficit spending this year. And that's huge, because as we deficit spend, we're going to eat away from that cookie jar. So this pushes things out a little bit farther, and this will impact us over the next few months as we have conversations about when we need to look at going back to the ballot. In October, we were projecting a negative unencumbered, unreserved ending cash balance in fiscal year 2022 of negative $8 million. And that now appears to be under $5 million. So we made a big shift this year. We're going to continue to try to be very very fiscally sound on our expenditures moving forward. Again, I can't tell you how much I appreciate Dr. Goggin, but also the administrative team here. Kathy Maxwell, Brady, Sheetson is hiring, Pete through technology, Dave Kosovar in Buildings and Grounds, Steph in Special Ed. They have done a really nice job critically looking at expenditures, and that makes a huge, huge difference as we look to move forward. So I'm just ecstatic on how this year has wrapped up. It's a very, very, very good year, and if we can continue to monitor our expenditures and see some slight increases in revenue, you know, we could easily push off a negative into fiscal year 2023. It doesn't change things. Ultimately, we're still going to need a new money levy. That's just a fact of life. As we see the state revenue, at a minimum holding constant, although we've seen decreases in the tangible personal property supplement, that was $1.4 million that's been pulled out of our budget. We've seen some modest increases because of new construction, but nothing, life-altering for us, okay? So with the state revenues staying stagnant, or we had conversations this week, or emails this week, about House Bill 200, and I know there were some conversations that our board members had with one of our state representatives. If something like that would pass, that could have a very negative effect on our state funding as well. But right now, with it staying stagnant, our expenditures are naturally going to increase. You know, it's just a fact of life. So we are going to need to see that new money. What I'd like to do is see how far we can push that out, because it really is staying fiscally sound to our community. And I think it makes a better story when we go out to the voters and say, here, our last new money levy in Westlake for operating funds to run the district was 2006. So right now we're 12 years, you know, can we make it 13, 14, 15 years? I don't know. We'll see where we're able to do that. But that's not a story that's typically told in Ohio. And I assure you, it's not a story that's told in Ohio when you receive less than 5% state share. On some districts that are very high state share, you know, their money constantly changes from the state. The state has increased their state funding. For us, our state funding last year was set at $2.5 million out of a $50 million budget. So the state funding I won't turn the money away, don't get me wrong, but it's not a significant portion of our budget. At least now that they've cut most things, it's no longer a significant portion of our budget. But it's a great story to tell as we're moving forward, and I appreciate the work that our administrative team has done all the way around. Our principals, our directors, they've all done a nice job helping control our expenditures this year. So that's really what I wanted to go over on our finances. Again, I will get our quarterly report up on the website so that we have that available for the public to look at. And just let you know that we're in a good place right now.
I know you're very pleased. We're very pleased. Thank you for all the great work that you do, Dr. Goggin. Thank you for all the great work that you do. I know we'll express our thanks to your directors as we see them and interact with them. And if you would, please pass along our thanks to all of them also. The finance meeting we had the other day, fantastic, yep. Excellent. Kind of teed this up for the finance committee for today. The one thing we didn't do is set a date for our next finance meeting. So if I may just ask you to throw that date out there.
Yep, I will send out an email to you and Mr. Finucane. We typically have met, so it would be in October. Mm-hmm. So it'd be October, the Friday before the regular board meeting. If possible, I'll check that date and send that out.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you again for your great work. We'll move on to treasurer's recommendations.
Mine is fairly simple tonight. I do have the one recommendation of then and now certificates. You know, we do have, I want to explain a couple things on here. We have some, the PSI contracts were non-public school. They did not have the POs in place. It was an oversight on their part that we were able to get addressed. Things like the ESC, the Camp Link, and the final site, our situations, this is kind of a weird year. July 1st was on a Saturday this year. Was that a Saturday or Sunday? I think it was Sunday. I think July 1st was a Sunday. And so we did all of our POs dated July 2nd, our first business day. The invoices come in saying July 1st. So technically then and now, but these are not unexpected charges. We are aware of those. The one that is a little bit of unexpected is the illuminating company. We did spend a little bit of time at the finance committee meeting talking about our purchase services and some of the areas where we're going to try to save some money on purchase services, and then some areas that we have no control over, and work through those. The illuminating company is a challenge for us. I believe our records show that we were about $885,000 last year in electric bills. And again, that's out of about $6.3 million in purchase services. So, you know, almost $1 million of it is made up through our electric bills. While it's a catch-22. Our buildings are open a lot. We have a lot of access to our buildings. We have a lot of things, different things going on. Mr. Kosovar and I have spoken already about possibly looking at bringing recommendations to the board about changing our rental structures. They have not been changed, at least in the recent history, and maybe looking at it at a way that's going to be more fairly represent our costs as we're currently incurring them. But the electric is one of those that I wish we could help, but Mr. Kosovar is very good about trying to get our buildings on schedules where the high school is very energy efficient, but it's still, large buildings with air conditioning and lights and all that fun stuff. So, it's a challenge.
Is there a motion to approve the treasurer's recommendation 4A, now 5A, the resolution to issue then and now certificates?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion?
Yes, I have a question. The Camp Link expenses, the t-shirts,
yep,
water bottles, banner, and then the Taekwondo sessions, are those paid for by the parents, or is this something that...
The Taekwondo sessions are, that's money coming in paid for. The Camp Link, it's built into their price of the camp program
to get the t-shirts,
and things of that nature.
Thank you.
Well, and I had a question, and I think I know the answer. We used to approve the quarterly report, but we don't anymore.
Yeah, there's no legal requirement to approve the quarterly report.
Okay.
We do have coming up no later than September 30th, I'll need the board to approve our permanent appropriations for the year. In October, or no later than October 31st, we'll have the board approve the five-year forecast for the October forecast. So we'll have different financial measures that we'll have to meet and have board approval.
Mm-hmm.
But the quarterly report is not a requirement of that.
Okay, thank you very much. And thank you for all of your hard work. I know you acknowledged your team and our directors and Dr. Goggin and all of that. But it also is because of your leadership, and I appreciate you bringing everybody around the common goal, which is to really look at our spending and make sure that we're very intentional about it. So thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Further discussion? Roll call.
Winter?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Motion carries. Before we continue on, could I just add one other piece? As we get into the superintendent's recommendations, one of the recommendations, or two of them, that Dr. Goggin has on his agenda are regarding the raises for exempt and administrative staff. Although there are recommendations under the superintendent, I feel very strongly about the financial impact that they have and just want to share my feelings on those real quickly. When you look at those, these are areas that both are admin and exempt, with the exception of a reclassification of some of the exempt that we did last year, have not had base increases in a number of years. These are both, the increases that are proposed to the board are in line with our forecast, and they're also in line with what was received by both the certified and classified. So I feel very strongly in supporting this, and just wanted to state that publicly here. Again, we've already accounted for it in our forecast, so it would not have a negative impact on our forecast. And it is something that I think is deserving of our administrators, but also our exempt. And I just want to clarify, our exempt is our staff within this building here who support the administration. So it can be anything from the registrar's position to our administrative assistants to my treasurer's office staff to the different people in this building that are not part of either union contract.
Thank you, Mr. Hopkins.
Thank you.
Dr. Goggin, superintendent's recommendations?
I wanted to touch on four of these recommendations, and two of them, even though they're at the end, I might as well begin talking about now since Mr. Hopkins brought it up. There are two recommendations from me, and it is letter K, the approval of wages for exempt employees, and the resolution to approve increases for administrative employees. The exempt employee is simple, 2.25 across the board. I think we talked a little bit last board meeting in our work session, and one of the things that I can't remember So I know one of the board members had wanted us to look at the different scales, and 2.25 means this here, and it means something different in other scales. What we did find, and this is going back, that I will give credit to foresight. I believe it was Dr. Keenan at the time when he reworked the administrative pay scale, and I think that was in 2012, right around 2013, and what we looked at is we have a small number of administrators who are on the old scale. The old scale is a higher scale than the current scale. So in taking that guidance from the board, we did look at that, and I know that Brady and Todd did some math on it as well. And so you're going to see for administrators that are on the 2012 scale, they're recommending 1.25% increase, and for administrators covered on the scale 2012 and further and more recent to be 2.25, and we carried the 2.25 with our PAC coordinator.
You're reading that out of
So the PAC coordinator would be 2.25 as well. Any questions about the logic on that and how that kind of works out?
No.